Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Link Up. Of course, I am your host, the one and only Ron the Don. You know, we coming at you live and in living color. And today I got a very, very special guest. You know, this family right here, you know, what I'm saying? Brother-in-law.
Yes, sir.
You know, he go by a man of many names, you know what I'm saying? Josh.
Yes,
you know, sir. Some might know him as B.I., Baby Pluto.
Yeah.
You know, all of that. Ladies and gentlemen, B.I., ladies and gentlemen.
What it is. Happy to be here, man. Happy
yes,
to
sir.
Be here.
Bro. Long time coming.
Already. Yes, sir.
How you feeling? Feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling good, man. Yeah, I'm feeling good. I ain't too nervous, but, you know, I'm feeling good.
Hey, trust me, sometimes it be like that. Everybody, like, come on the pod, they be, like, looking at the camera.
Yeah.
I be like, but once they settle in, it's just like a regular conversation.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
I done did like, probably like 16 of these. So.
Yeah, you was locked in.
But, you know, Father's Day just passed, and I know you big on fatherhood, mm-hmm. man. How was that for you?
It was good. I enjoyed it. I got to see my kids. I'm a family man, so I love my kids.
For sure.
Bro. Like, you feel me? Just seeing them smile. You know, when you pick them up from daycare or, yeah. you know, when they just, like, wake up in the morning, they be like, daddy, daddy.
Yeah, so,
yeah. It was great, bro. I don't look for gifts or nothing like that, but as long as I get to see my kids, bro,
yeah, it's just the time.
Yeah, hell yeah. I love that time. Hey,
nah, honestly, like, you know, I know me and you, we don't talk often.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that's one of the things, like, I appreciate and respect about you, bro. Like, just, like, how you big on family,
mm-hmm.
make sure mom's good,
mm-hmm.
sibling's good,
yes, sir.
Kids good, you
yep.
know what I'm saying? I don't know if you remember, but you had told me, you was, like, after me and Leah got engaged, you was, like, I don't really, you know, like too many people coming up my sister,
yeah.
but you too.
Yeah.
So I was, like, dang.
Yeah.
In a way, that was pretty, you know, cool to hear.
Yeah, definitely, bro. Definitely. I'm protected by little sister, right?
Oh, trust me, I know. You got the name tatted on you. I say this man for real. He got everybody name tatted on him, so I already know. Like, and then, you know, I done heard stories like you cross one of us, you're gonna have to deal with
mm-hmm.
So I'm
gonna relax now, that's the old
I feel you. But like as you transitioning into fatherhood, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? You got a lot going on. You know, you a big thinker in the part, like, you, like, get business going. Like, you mm-hmm. need to get it done.
Yeah,
you
know? yeah.
Like,
yeah.
when it comes to stuff like that, like, even now, like, you looking to, like, change your life around. Like,
yeah.
you know, you picking up good habits, yeah. trying to put aside bad habits. So,
yeah.
like, what's your mindset behind all
that? I'm going to be honest. Majority of it is, I say, kids. If I didn't have my kids, bro, I probably would still be down, I say, a dark path. I call it the dark side.
Yeah.
I'd be down a dark path. But I would say kids and just, I would say living just a better life. Not as far as, like, being rich or nothing like that, but just, you know, having the right mindset people around me and, you know, just showing them that you can get what you need to get without having to do these things, illegal things, anything of that nature,
yeah.
you know, so, but a lot of it is coming from my kids, bro, because I don't want them to go through what I had to go through or be surrounded by the environment I was surrounded by when I was younger and things like that. So when I see them, it automatically clicks in my head to, like, okay, I can't do that. I got to do this
mm-hmm.
for my kids. And I want to be around for my kids.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to die or anything like that or go to jail.
For sure.
So, it go back to the kids, bro. It's always going to be the kids.
That's number one. No, I definitely understand that. And it's so crazy because, like, I talk to a lot of people, and they, like, especially, like, dudes, you know, around, like, in our age range.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be, like, the same answer. It'd be like, bro, honestly, like, I'm trying to do it, you know, for my next generation.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, the next generation. And I'm not going to lie. It's the same thing. Like, when I found out, you know, having a kid at
yeah.
first, I'm like, oh. And then, like, Leah, like, she got a funny story. She was like, it almost was like the soul left my body, but then instantly I came back. I'm like, yeah, we got to do this.
Yeah,
like, I've
yeah.
been in that mode ever since. Like, that's why, like, for me, you know, I'm trying to use my talent, you know, God, let God lead me. You know,
yeah,
I'm trying
that's real. That's big.
You know,
too.
Get the pod going.
Yeah,
I'm trying to create different avenues to be a better person. So like, and like with me, I'm in a stage of my life right now. Like I like hanging around like-minded people. Mm-hmm. So like I like coming around like you, Daniel. Mm-hmm. You know, I have my dog Tony on the pod, Cliff on the pod. Like, I like hanging around like people like that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That energy, you get that energy, so it makes you wanna, you feel me, do those things that you said you want to do and stuff like that, instead of hanging around negative people and things of that nature.
Right, because it's been a couple of times. Like, I done been around people like, you know, all they want to do is like, you know, burn. And that's no offense to like, you know,
people. No, I understand that. But it's
like, like, come on, bro. Like, all you doing is like, bro, you just for a check. Yeah, you just a whole check on
I went through that, bro. I definitely went through that.
And like, you know, like, at least like, like, it's some people like that, they just content with that. Mm-hmm. But, like, at least for you, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like I said, I respect it, bro. Like, you, bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not to say, like, certain people can't get out of it, but, you know, that's just, like...
They don't have that push. They don't really have that push. That's why I think a lot of people do say the kids, because they don't have that little push, unless they go through something dramatic, life-changing, or I was about to lose my life. If they don't go through nothing like that, is they gonna be stagnant. They gonna feel like what they doing is cool. They go with my flow right now, so I'm gonna just stay with it. So
and I mean, like me personally, look, like as long as you happy and like that's all that
true
matters.
Too, bro. True.
You know,
fuck, ain't even that's how you
like. I know for me, like I gotta change. I gotta switch stuff up. Like it's not if I feel like it's not working, I gotta like okay, like how do I gotta go back and regroup.
I'm like that too, bro. So that's good.
Yeah, but like, you know, back to like, you know, you motivated, you know, to do anything you can, your kids motivating you, man. Like they say, like, you know, with B.I., with Josh, man, that man can go out right now and find any job, bro. You know, a lot of people be struggling, like, you know, to even get one job, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or find something that they like. So like for you, like, how are you so talented that you could just step out on the concrete and they offer you a job? Like, how that work?
I think it's my, I say, aura, how I present myself, how I talk. I mean, I got two ways of talking. I can street talk, and I can talk like, you know, needs to be taught professional, you know? So just how I present myself, I just do a little research on the company too, bro. A lot of people, they slip. When they apply for jobs, they get the interview. Before you go to that interview, do a little research on the company, see how long it's been around, you know, stuff like that. What's the core values of the company? Because sometimes that stuff will tell you on YouTube or all that, YouTube, Google. So a lot of that honestly got me the jobs, because I be telling them stuff. They be like, oh, you haven't even worked here. I had people work here for 2-3 years and don't even know that and things like that. And, you know, I always tell a person I'm a hard worker. I don't like being late to work, which I'm not lying. I hate being late to work. If I'm late to work, well, I'm tripping.
It's hereditary,
trust me. I gotta be on time. So things like that, bro, especially researching the company. I'm telling you, researching the company, listen, y'all, researching the company is gonna get you that job before you go to that interview. Guarantee it, bro. Guarantee it.
One thing we do on the pod, man, we giving out free sauce.
Yes.
It's up to you to use it.
Always.
But nah, that's definitely like, shoot. Even with me, like, I ain't even gonna sit here and flag. Like, I'm gonna be researching like I feel like I should. Or like, even like, people, like, they don't even like try to call and like check in to see like they really want that. And I know, like,
that too. Calls, that, yeah.
Really like that. But. Nah, that's interesting to know. You know what I'm saying? In case, like, to use in future reference.
Yeah, that's how I got a lot, bro. Besides my personality, which everybody loves, that I done interviewed, that main one that gets them is that researching of the job, knowing the knowledge. And they like, it just, automatically, I can see in their face when I'm telling them. They like, oh, man, he'll be a good worker, or he'll be somebody that'd be great for the team.
Yeah.
So, yep.
What you think about that theory, like, if a job... like off, like tell you hired like on the day of or in less than 24 hours that is trash. You what you think?
I gotta kind of say that might be true. I used to be a manager at BurgerFi, so a store manager. So you know, our turnover rate was very high. So a lot of people, they don't like, I would say, restaurants or fast casual stuff like that. So yeah, if you get high quick, that it's something wrong with the job. I don't care if the pay good. I don't care if the benefit is good. It's something to that job that you're not going to like, that's going to get on your nerves, and everybody is quitting or leaving and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So another thing, to piggyback on what you just said before, I think I should have said too. Wait outside the job until somebody come out
and ask them,
what's up? Hey, what's up with the job?
Yeah.
So that's some knowledge too. So yeah, but that, I think that's true, bro. I think that's true to the fullest, bro.
I definitely can say it is true. Like, I done been a victim of that bit, bro. You know, a couple of times, bro. Like, shoot. Like, with me, like, one thing about me, like, no matter what, like, I might hate that bit, but, like, I'm gonna work hard. And that's then real. Sometimes, like, they'll get you in that bit, they give off the impression, or not even that. You might, like you say, research a company, like, this is a good company to pay good. So you thinking, like, it's not about a BS. You get in that bit, they working it.
Dog out of your ass.
Like, for me, that junk just be mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Then, like, you get in that bit, you see different personalities. You like I said, like, I like to work, bro. Like, I don't like to work, but I feel like it's necessary, like, because I like to get stuff done.
Yeah.
You get around certain people, like, they not on that same thing.
No.
Like,
nope.
They in there for a check.
They not, yeah.
Trying to make their day easier.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Like, for me, like, that's why I be, especially with those jobs where they hire you like that. I'll be like,
you coming in some BS, boy.
They know how to make you feel.
Yeah, they do. They give you all the bells and whistles. Oh yeah, it's great, family.
Right.
Once you get in that, get in.
Facts. Yeah, facts. But speaking of like working and everything, recently on the 19th we had Juneteenth.
Okay.
Were you off that day or you worked?
Unfortunately, I worked.
Yeah.
it still
ain't that.
Yeah, we still ain't
like that yet. But, I was actually off. Do you think it should, like, do you think it should be a holiday?
Yeah, it should be a national, because right now it's just a federal holiday. So, you know, banks, police officers, other stuff like that. But I think it should be national. We deserve it, bro.
Yeah.
We deserve it. Like, you know, all the stuff our ancestors went through and things like that, you know. Just how hard black people try to, you know, to move up and, you know, to get what they need to get. And it's already hard for us, bro, off the muscle. I'm not the ones that, like, pity and be like, oh, we can't get nowhere because we black, but we still have that extra hump to go over, you feel me, as far as, you know, our skin color. But,
yeah,
it should be a national holiday. Definitely, we should get paid. Yeah. It should be double time, nigga. That's how I feel. Just to have a feeling. I think it'll change a lot of black people mindset if we had that holiday off to see that now they feel like, okay, maybe the government doing a little something for us and stuff like that. You know, we already don't trust the government, so
we're gonna get into that later. We'll definitely get into that. But like, as far as like, you know what you're saying about like getting time off, do you think that should be for everybody or just black people only?
That's a good question, man. To be honest, for me to be fair, I would say everybody has to be.
It gotta be.
Because if it's not, if we just off, it's gonna cause a whole nother rift. Now we gotta give another day.
That's what I'm saying though. Like, and I was gonna ask next, like, how you feel about like the whole idea of like black people getting paid reparations, because I'm gonna give you my theory on that before
what you
like
think?
So like basically in turn, like, would it be nice? Yeah, but then I feel like, you know, it get to a point a bit like on the other side gonna basically be feeling like, dang, like they really getting more money, bit like so it's gonna like that natural like tension gonna start to build. Then they gonna be like, oh, you want reparations for suffering? We gonna give you ass suffering.
So like, that's just my mentality.
I ain't saying it's true. I'm just saying, like, I feel like it'll get to that point. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You see how they hated people when they start getting stimulus.
Yeah. I gotta definitely piggyback on that one too, bro. You definitely, what you're saying, I definitely feel that's how it would turn out if we did get reparations. But this something, ever since they started talking about it, it just popped in my head at work when I be out. Or whenever I hear reparations, instead of giving us money, give us land. give us, oh, a house we got is paid off now. Yeah. Like, it don't have to necessarily, to me, it doesn't have to necessarily have to be money. Mm-hmm. It can be something else that far as value to us that can turn into revenue instead of giving us straight dollars. Because I'm going to be honest, and I know some people going to hate me for saying this. Every one of us don't need no money, man. Every one of us don't need no money, bro. They're going to either blow through it. Yeah, you know, we're going to shopping, we're going to sex. So, like, they can find another way of doing it to make it where it benefits. And some people, they'll be like, oh, but I don't want this. But in the long run, 5-10 years from now, it's going to put you in a better place.
Position.
Yeah, a better position, too, as far as being financially free or not even having to work so much, going in and on 9-to-5 and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely how I feel. I definitely feel what you're saying, but it should be some, instead of monetary, it should be some other type of form of it. Definitely.
Yeah. So like almost like in a, not really, but like equal opportunity type.
There we go. Yeah. Invested in the community. Let's go to the neighborhood and let's build some YMCAs or some programs where the kids could come, you feel me, learn some trades and other stuff like that. It's ways they can do it, bro. But I think they figure that we're so worried about the monetary of it, the money of it, they not thinking of nothing else.
Right. Yeah, like to me, like, that's what I'm kind of, like, big on, like, just the equal opportunity. I feel like if everybody was treated equal, because, like, I had a, you know, I don't know if you've seen it, but I had a pod, you know, with my dog, Tony, and we was basically kind of talking about, like, just, like, the sense, like, you walk around somewhere, and, like, you look like us. You got dreads, you know what I'm saying? Beard, black, bro. You get treated as if, like, you somebody that you not. So it's just, like, just open up doors. Like, even the whole thing, like, it's still, like, places out there, like, they want you to cut your hair. Like, they don't want people to
I definitely been through that.
So it's, like, even stuff like that, like, it's a part of the culture. So it's, like, you asking somebody to, like, in my opinion, you asking people to take away their culture to fit, like, a type of job. Like, I get it if it's a dangerous hazard, like a hazard. In certain instances, it don't even be that. It just be, like, because, like, to them, it's more aesthetically pleasing. But it's, like, nah, you know, I know we live in Florida. Some people keep their junk dirty. But, like, you know what I'm saying? And I, hey,
mad at the gal.
I'm gonna say, don't get on my ass. I ain't got a retwist right now. But
it's like, that's how cool to be for a minute.
You know what I'm saying? But like, I'm just saying, like, some people go beyond that.
Yeah, I get
that. But I'm just saying, in the basics, it's like little stuff they can do to make it not easier, but just more equal.
Definitely.
But you talked about, like, you know, doing stuff for the neighborhood. Like, nowadays, it just seemed like, you know, the younger generation coming up, like, they following all the wrong, like, trends to a certain extent. Not everybody, but, like, you know, people want to be more involved with the streets, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, that's the new aesthetic. And, like, you know, not trying to get too deep into it, but I know, like, you had, you know, your time where, like, you know, that's something that you had to go through. I say that all to say, like, we got the news about Fulio, man. Rest in peace. He was definitely an artist, you know, on the come up, coming out of Florida. And you see, like, everywhere, like, it's just, like, gang violence, people losing their lives, man. What's your thoughts on, like, just the situation in the states of, like, the younger generation and, like, hip-hop and that whole vicinity?
To me, it's everywhere, bro. I can't pinpoint it because I either feel like, okay, if they're not listening to it in the music, they can go outside and see it. If it's not, you feel me? If they don't go outside and see it, their dad could be in the house doing it.
Yeah.
So it's so many ways and avenues that they have access to it now, especially with internet. You know, we didn't have internet like that when we was little, so we didn't see really people out there shooting up or doing drive-bys and stuff. We heard about it. So at the same time, even though we heard about it, it hits different when you see it, So... it's all I know. I definitely try to keep my son away from it, which I can't. I try to I try to maneuver him in a different direction. But as far as these young kids, bro, it ain't nothing you can really do. All you can do is just pray over them, bro. I'm be honest, pray over them. watch what they, you know, watch on TV, on their tablets, or even who they hanging out with and stuff like that. Because it's still hard because they, it's so many ways you can get to it.
Yeah.
I can't, like, when I was younger, if we didn't go outside and chill with the niggas on the block, we really didn't know what the street life was, you feel me? Because kids was outside playing, jungle gym, stuff like that. Now kids outside, they talking about they got the airsoft guns, they talking about, you know, let's shoot each other, or they chilling on the block, they see this man selling drugs, so they want to start doing it, they see the jury and stuff like that. So they just feed off all these different things, bro, that it's hard to even try to keep them away from becoming or going down that path, So that's why I was like the YMCAs and other stuff like, because they shutting that stuff down in the hood, bro. They shutting that down in the hood. So,
and then now it's nothing to do.
Nah, it ain't nothing to do.
But that,
And I'm going to be honest, the games too. Even though my son played Fortnite and stuff like that, he was playing with one of his friends the other day. His friend was cussing on that. I'm like, God dang, nigga, that last only 9 years old. You cussing like you grow. Hey, Dad, you need to tell him to, you got to get off real quick. So, just with that, and you know, you got kids playing with grown people, and you know, it can get loose on that headset, bro. You feel me? People talking trash.
Yeah.
So, I know. So, but I just, all I do is pray, bro. I just make sure my kids are covered. You know, I pray over other people's kids too, my nieces, my nephews, and stuff like that. But to be honest, bro, I can't even say it. I honestly, I think it's nothing we really can do, bro, but besides just watch over our kids. Most when we're around them and instill to them that this is bad, this is wrong, don't go down that path because this is what's gonna happen, and that's it.
That's it. Like I kind of want to backtrack a little bit to something that you mentioned earlier, like because I've been saying this to like conversations I've been having with people. Like, to be honest, my whole thing about it, like, everybody be like, dang, like, why is all these like mass shootings happening left and right? Why is all this same stuff happening? Like, bro, this to me, bro, it's social media, bro. Like, you know, me, I kind of, like, I ain't, like, an expert in psychology, but me, like, being under study and everything, like, people, like, are so easily influenced without even knowing, like, so it's like, you go see all that stuff on social media because it's trending. It started to be normalized. Like, and then, like, the way they, like, twisting the media, like, they got shows about Jeffrey Dahmer, like, the man being idolized, you know what I'm saying?
True, so bro. True.
Like, all that media stuff, it's, like, it's making it more normal. So now people, like, going out and do it. Like, for instance, I take, like, the Ja Morant situation. Like, bro, like, look up to Youngboy in a sense. But he, you know, he like making way more money than Youngboy. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, in the NBA making hundreds of millions of dollars.
Ooh, yeah.
But being like Youngboy, so it's like, it's because like, you know, that's all they see.
Yep.
Like on the media. So it's just like, I agree with you. Like, you know, basically like, it's just hard because it's just so out there.
It's so out
like,
there.
You could say all day, you know, don't do this, don't do that. But they're going to go to school. They're going to be like, well, this person do it, so why can't I? Then if you try to, the more you try to push them not to do it, they're going to do it anyway.
They're going to do it anyway. That's definitely how it is, bro.
It's definitely tough, you know what I'm saying? Like for me, I kind of grew up where, like, in a situation where I didn't really get the chance to experience that on one end. And also, like, the way my parents was, they wasn't playing it on the other end.
Because like,
for me, I had to stay inside because my dad was sick. So, like, I ain't, like, you know, got a little whiff of it, but not really, you know what I'm saying?
Whole,
like,
yeah.
So, like, for me, cause, like, one thing about my people, like, they calling to see where you at.
Yeah. That's real.
Parents ain't doing that. They pulling up. So, but, like,
that's real.
For me, like, it's just crazy. And then, like, seeing the way the world is going now, you know, I don't know if you know, but, like, the House, you know, basically, you know, passed the bill about like the auto select draft thing for, you know, people in the age range of 18 to 26.
Oh man.
And
I seen that. That's, you know, crazy.
So that's, if, you know, it get to that point, that's something to think about for the younger generation. That,
yeah.
You know, I know you a big, you know, Call of Duty player, you know what I'm saying? I know you're not in that range right now.
Yeah.
But like, how do you think you would have like milked
I would have. I'm gonna be honest, bro. I think I'd have liked it. I don't know if you noticed, or my sister told you, but I used to be in ROTC. I love that bit. When I was bad, I went to a military school. My people sent me to military school because I was a badass legit. So I got a whiff of that, and I'm like, damn, I kind of like this. You feel me? Because you know, all this gear you get, you know, special missions, all that. That's just all the stuff I was thinking of. And then I went to ROTC, and then did that. I eventually did not go to the army. Service. That's when the service. That's when I went to the dark side. Hanging on to other people, so I drifted away. But I think that's good because it'll give kids, men, women, just that, how would I call it, that a structure that they need as far as, and not even saying, okay, you know, this what time you got to wake up, this what time you go to sleep, this how you got to fold your clothes. Not even that stuff. Just the mindset of, you know, wanting better, doing better, going over to these third world countries, seeing how these people live, and then, you know, coming back and like, yeah, I can't live like that. I don't want to live like that. You know, I think it's good, bro. I think it's good. I mean, it's still a little bad because now we're sending our kids over there. We don't know. 90% of them are going to be soldiers. They're not going to be in those special operations or doing 90% of them. They're going to the field. They're going to the field. But I think that's something they been should have did, even if they did it and, you know, y'all going into the reserves. So, you know, basically y'all not really going to see war unless we really, really need y'all.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they doing it now. I don't know if it's going to be straight reserves or you going full throttle. I didn't get in depth, but I think that's good, bro. I think that's good. I know a lot of people going to disagree, but I think it's good.
Yeah, I mean, nah, like I can understand where you coming from. Like me being in that age range, it's kind of like
it is in that age. Yeah.
Like I hella am. I'm like, damn. But like for me personally, it's like I get it, but like a part of me be like, damn. Like in certain situations, they don't even like me over here, dude. Like, and then I know everybody got like, I heard Cardi B come out and say like, you know, they know these TikTok babies ain't really trying to.
That's real. That's real. Yeah, I heard that
and
too.
And I heard the other side, like people be like, well, they want to shoot guns, send their ass.
Yeah.
For me, like, since you brought up other countries, like I actually knew a lady, she was from Israel, and she was telling me in certain countries, like, you have to serve like in your army for at least a certain amount of time, like no matter, like they don't even get the option, like it's mandatory. So it's like in the U.S. sense, like it's new to us, but it ain't nothing new to the like countries. Like they have to do it. Like there is no way around it. Like there's a NBA player, his name Lauri Markkanen, he played for the Utah Jazz. Like bro had the last summer. Bro went off to go serve in the, like, you know, in his army. I don't think he went out there on the field, but,
yeah,
like,
they had to go, you know. Oh, I ain't even know
like,
that, bro.
That's crazy. So it's like, and he from Finland.
Oh,
so,
man.
So, like, it's just certain stuff that people do. Like, me, I'm just, like, it's, like, one of them things I have to really think about it, though.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, I be leaving my family behind.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, like you said, I could go off and come back a whole better person, but I could come back worse.
Oh, that bro, don't think what it not. I don't want to say prisoners of war, but I just say a quick story real quick about you saying how I come back worse. So I was in military school. We had this drill sergeant. He was in World War II or something like that, the Vietnam War II. So we had this kid that was Vietnamese. The kid was, we all got to stand up, walk, and get our trays. And before we eat, everybody have to get their trays. So the kid got his tray, walked by the drill instructor, and the drill instructor just started choking the kid. The drill instructor had blacked out.
PTSD.
Yeah, PTSD. Thought he was over there in Vietnam and just started choking the kid. It took like 2-3 other drill sergeants to get the man off the kid, man. So he, and that happens, bro. That happens bad,
no,
bro.
That jump real. Because like, a lot of people be wondering like why soldiers come back and then like they ain't really got nothing. Like sometimes like it be like just from the mental struggle. Sometimes like they done seen like they friends die, like, your homies die. Like just like the same way it be over here, like in a, and then like in like the streets, like you see your dog die, like that junk really
hit you.
So it's like, yeah, it's like It's like, dang. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But somebody else who is also in that age range, you know, our brother Daniel, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So our little bro. He bigger than me, but.
Yeah. Definitely. The first time I met him, I'm like, this your little.
Yeah, man. I get that all the time.
Yeah. But I was told to ask this question. How would you think he would fare in an environment like that?
Oh, that's a good question. I think he would go, but I don't think his mind will all the way be in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll eventually adapt to it, but personally, I wouldn't want to see him to go. I wouldn't think he would survive, but I just think he wouldn't be all the way in it like he need to be. Because it sound all sweet and chilled. I don't care what anybody say. They think, oh, I'll be good. I'll be straight. Bro, once you start going through that training and all that other stuff, bro, they break you, bro. They break you. You feel me? It's been soldiers that they didn't even make it to the battlefield. They killed themselves through physical training, just the 6-week program they go through. So it's a mental thing, definitely. So, you know, I got faith in him. That's my bro.
Yeah.
He do good. You feel me? I just think that's not his forte. What he's doing now is his forte. You feel me?
Shout out that boy.
Son. Yeah, definitely, definitely.
But, you know, I can't really speak on that much because, like, I don't know, bro, to, like, the extent that you do. So, his personality, per se, like, I seen glimpses of it. So, I can't really say, you know, it, bro, like, you know, on that level. But, bro, off doing big things, you know, in the music industry. Mm-hmm. And on the pod here, we like to do a segment called Song of the Day. So, like, I like to put, you know, whoever listening, watching on, you know, so like, I think I know where you're going with this, but
I might surprise you.
So, like, you know, it could be your song, it could be, you know, something you just been vibing to recently and you want the world to know, but, you know, what's your song of the day, man?
Kendrick joint, bro.
Not Like Us?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I tell you. That's a
bad. That's it.
That means a bummer.
As a Drake fan,
that's
crazy. I like Kendrick too, though. Don't get me wrong, but it's just like, dang, like this is crazy.
This is not, I like Drake too. Don't get me wrong. I love Drake, and the mother of my daughter, she actually put me on Drake.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna be honest, I'm not a big Kendrick fan.
Yeah.
It's the maybe the beat that Mustard made, and that beat is a bop. Besides what he's saying about Drake in the song, that beat is a bop. It's a bop. I think that's the only reason it really got me kind of, because when I hear it, all I think of is West Coast. Mm-hmm. Just my boy Crip walking on that beat.
Yeah.
They're doing all the stages. They're just doing all the stuff. You feel me? Stuff like that. And I know you're a Drake fan, so I ain't mean to bring it up.
Hey. And Kendrick got it, bro. I don't know why Drake did it, bro. Kendrick got it, bro. Like, nah, that song's so crazy, bro. Even my son, 2 years old, just now started, like, you know, he not doing full sentences, but he's saying words. He know how to say, they not like us.
That's crazy.
Every time the song come on, like, it don't matter what he's doing. I better stop and start dancing.
That's how you know it's a bop. When the kids, when they look like they ain't doing it, it's a bop, bro.
Honestly, that could have been the worst thing for Drake in that sense. Because, like, and I'm surprised, like, in that, you know, I done talked about it extensively in previous pods. But, like to me, in that whole beef, Drake is known as the hit maker. But he was trying to go, like, up Kendrick alley and be all lyrical. Like, bro. The reason he beat Meek, like, Meek is more lyrical than Drake in a sense, but he came out back to back, which was, like, basically Not Like Us at that time. So it's like,
Drake basically stayed in his lane.
Yeah.
And he knew what he, yeah, that's real, though. So
I feel like he should have been the one to make the bot instead of letting Kendrick get to that point.
See,
that was the only thing that.
I didn't think about it like that.
That was the only thing that Kendrick was missing. Like, the whole wordplay, like, when he dropped Euphoria, Meet the Grams, like, all of that was hitting.
Yeah.
But Kendrick really ain't had that song that was, replayed
it. Yeah, you're right, bro. You definitely into that. Into that, yeah, yeah.
But, like, even Drake stuff, like, man made, like, a 7-minute song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We need a 3-minute something that we could really, like.
Yeah. Which he was slapping on that. Bro, he was slapping. I like that 7-minute song.
Me too, though.
But it wasn't the bump, man. It wasn't the bump. Man, I get what you're saying, yeah.
But like, you know, this whole beef, well, it's been kicking off for years, but one of the high points was when Kendrick jumped on the song with, you know, Future and Metro Boomin like that. And if anybody know you, they know this man is a big Future fan. Y'all heard me?
Yes, sir.
Y'all heard me say Baby Pluto in the beginning. That's no exaggeration.
No exaggeration.
Kind of give us some insight into why you like such a huge like Future fan, and like what is it, you know, that you like relate to him like
on. Well, let me say this first, because usually when I tell people I like Future, or I tell a girl I like Future or something like that, oh, you toxic, or you that's what they see when they, you know, they hear Future or stuff like that. I just honestly, because he leveled up so much from Dirty Sprite all the way to Hendrix and all this other stuff. He knows his lane and he stays in his lane.
Yeah.
He know his fans and he stay with his fans. He don't try to do nothing crazy, you know, things like that. Yes, of course he did his trap music, you feel me, stuff like that, which it, I'm going to be honest, it took me a while to even get on Dirty Sprite. Because mm-hmm. that's when I was heavy on Gucci and Jeezy and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So once I really heard it and sat down, I just felt like, okay, he going to be the new wave.
Yeah.
He going to be around for a while. But, you know, I used to love to go in strip clubs a lot. So you feel me? That's another thing. Strip clubs. I like lavish stuff, you feel me? Future yeah. like lavish stuff, you feel me? I like to travel. That man like to travel.
A lot in
just what he's talking about, you know. I like what he's talking about, because he don't get into depth about like, oh, you know, I'm killing this nigga, I'm yeah. doing all this, you feel me. It's more like what he got, what he's doing, and how his lifestyle is. And you feel me, I ain't no rich man, but you feel me, I like lavish stuff. I like yeah. going to nice restaurants, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? If I need to go cop a form real quick, I ain't got money to buy one straight up, but I can hit my dog up, go get a form,
yeah,
it around, you know, stuff like that. So he just make me feel like that's
I feel you though. Nah, like that, like I agree with you. I feel like, bro, like with Future, bro, like me personally, I feel like he done influenced so much. Like,
yeah.
And they go unrecognized. And that was the next thing I wanted to ask you. Do you feel like bro don't get enough of his flowers that he should? Like,
when I'm about to say, not outside of Atlanta. In yeah. Atlanta, you already know, they love the scene of Atlanta. I think it's overshadowed. Reason being, he's so discreet with stuff. Even when he dropped his albums and stuff like that, he ain't got to do too much promo. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that's what hold him back from being that top level, person. You feel me? But I just think maybe if he did that, which he don't have to do, if he did that, I think that'll level him up to where Supreme, like a Jay-Z, and which he might not have aspirations like Jay-Z have with doing mm-hmm. all this other stuff, you feel me? He might just like fucking bitches and
yeah.
and flying private jets, you know. Yeah. So I'm sorry for the language.
I think
he's definitely, you feel me, still, I want to say under the radar, because he's big, but he's bigger than what he is than people like, feel realize. Like. Yeah, yeah, then realize.
So you definitely. think he should be on like in that conversation with like Drake and Kendrick?
Yeah, top five. Definitely in my top five.
You know, J. Cole, like, my favorite. I can't even say the man name, the man that out of the thing. But, yeah, Future, definitely. I think he belongs up there, bro. I feel like, how can I say it? Dang. Like, I don't even want to say it, really, because it's hard for me to say.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, like him, like, almost, like, aligning himself with, like, Drake, in a sense. Like, to me, like, it was almost like, okay, like, Drake will take, like, the, not the star role, like, but mm-hmm. bruh is, like, more, like, out there, like you said, like, mm-hmm. like, bro do everything discreet.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, when everybody thought they was the duo, like, it's like, but Future was, like, to me personally, Future carried that whole What a Time to Be Alive.
Yeah,
I'm a big Drake fan, but I just feel like, you know, a lot of stuff that he do go undone or it's in the shadow of somebody else.
Even
with this beef, like, everybody thought it was going to kick off with Drake in Future, but it's mainly like Drake versus Metro and then Kendrick jumped in. Like, Future ain't really sat down on nothing. Like, he was just making songs, man.
He was making songs,
And I feel like, you know, Metro was really getting the people to hop on the songs and start dissing.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like with Future, like a lot of, like, he done influenced a lot of people, bro. Like, the sound. Like the auto tune, like, of course, like, you had people before, like T-Pain, Kanye, Kid Cudi, but, like, I feel like when, like, bringing it to the trap and making it what it is.
Yeah, making it what it, yeah, yeah. You know, yeah,
Future really birthed a lot of niggas out here.
Because I feel like his beat select, because, you know, he got Metro, DJ Esco, you know, all them. You know, he might do Zaytoven here or there and stuff like that, but he's just changing his old, he's more, I would call, a lavish rapper, or like a, you know how Rick Ross got, like, Maybach Music, you feel me? It's that classical ride and then a Phantom listener. That's how I feel, definitely how Future is with his music, definitely now, you feel me? Like, if, okay, you can ride around in the trap and, you know, listen to him, but the music he's making now, that's not for riding around in the trap, listen to it.
It's living lavish.
Yeah, maybe I'm on the G5, you feel me? Slide and going over, you know, stuff like that, or... You feel me? I got the big crib. We got a little part, you know, stuff like that. A little party music too. But as far as that trap, and I think that's why, I think what maybe gravitated away from is because he didn't. And I don't know why people hate that. I like when people gravitate away and just elevate. Don't change up. Mm-hmm. They just, you know, they just making their music more acceptable,
accustomed to what
into the lifestyle they live, you feel me?
And they bring more realness to it, because, like, for me, because, like, you know, like, even me as an artist, like, I kind of struggle because, like, I don't really do much, but, like, I want to rap about what I'm actually living instead of lying and bragging, so, like, I feel like him doing that is, like, because then he got so much criticism about, like, the whole, like, drinking lean thing, and then he came out and said, like, it's just more amplified in music, but, like, after that, bro started, like, changing it to what he actually be doing.
I
could definitely see that. You think 56 Nights is the greatest mixtape of all time?
Ooh, that's a good question, dog. Why you gotta get to that? I think of all time. Top three.
What's your top three Future projects, mixtapes, albums?
Okay, Monster.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not in any order. Let me say, not in any order. I'm just the main top three.
Monster so slept on, bro.
Yeah, Monster slept on. You got to be a Future fan to know about Monster.
Slept on.
But I would say push me. Let me say the top three before I say that. But Monster, like I said, 56 Nights. And then this, I think this is a sleeper, too. This ain't his. He's on this with somebody, but it's, what's the name of it? Is I forgot the name, but it's him and Lil Uzi Vert.
Oh, album together. I know it was like Pluto and Baby Pluto or something like that.
Yeah, Pluto and Baby Pluto.
I rock with Moment of Clarity.
But yeah, the first one on there, Strikes with Burberry.
Like, for me, Dirty Sprite 2 automatically.
That's when he had that raspy voice.
Yeah,
that was that raspy Future.
That was like for me, that was like peak Future. I'm like, he's talking that talk.
Yeah, he talking that
sweet. I just fucked your bitch. It's so Gucci. When they got Gucci. Yeah.
Come on, man.
But what else? What else? Like he got such a big catalog. Bro.
He do.
Like,
he do.
I'm gonna go with 56 Nights. Like, that to me, that's a classic. Like, If anybody asked me, like, what project should I go listen to by Future, I would put that in there. And then, I'm stuck between, like, the album where it was, like, Tony Montana and all that on there. And then, like,
I forgot what album that was. I know what you're talking about, though. Yeah.
But, like, and then, like, hey, I don't know. Like, the third one. If I had to say, I throw What a Time to Be Alive.
What a Time to Be Alive?
Yeah, I throw that.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah.
I definitely like that one. I like, what about how you feel about, because this more going towards, I call him the casual Future. Because I don't know if you noticed, this how big of a Future fan I am. A lot of people don't notice, Future dropped some real nigga shit, and he dropped some smooth, I call it smooth Future.
Yeah.
So like Hendrix.
Yeah, I like Hendrix though.
Hendrix is smooth Future, you feel me? That's
Hendrix. Like Hendrix got some bangers on it. What's the I don't know if it's the first song, but My Collection.
My Collection, that's the first song.
Yeah.
That's the first song,
My Collection.
That's the one.
Like, nah, he got some slaps on that one.
That's
yes.
The one with Chris Brown. That
yeah.
Come on.
The one with Nicki on that.
Yes.
Nah, Hendrix slapped on. I was gonna say one that don't get like that I really enjoy that don't get talked about enough, Beast Mode 2.
Oh,
31 Day. Dodo with Young Scooter.
Yeah.
Yeah. With Young Scooter.
Yeah. Come on, man. You can't tell me now why Young Scooter.
Young Scooter. Hey, what's that? Columbia?
What?
Remix with Gucci Man?
I used to run that bit. I said, when that came out, I said, forget the regular one. I wanted that one the whole time.
When I first started driving, every time I'm spinning a block, I'm listening to that bit. That, bro, I like that jump was hard. I just love Columbia. But so how big of a Future fan would you say you are? Because I got a little quiz for
man.
You.
You're gonna test me. I'm pretty big, bro. I'm pretty big. I'm like,
so I got three songs. I took, you know, two bars off of three songs.
Okay,
you
know? Okay.
I'm gonna see. We're gonna put your Future now. I'm gonna start off with a little easy one. Yellow Ice of Bumblebee, Pinky Ring of Quarter Key, iPhone of Metro, twerking off the whole thing.
Oh my God, this man just broke you. The first one I got, give it to you. You went old school and did a bit on me.
Hey,
man, you went old school. I was serious. I can't even lie. I would literally have to play that song to know what those next words were. That popped in my head right after I play it.
Yeah,
but I had to play the song because you went old school.
Nah, that's a classic.
That's old school. What's you remember the name of the song?
Yeah.
What was the name of the song?
I got you. I'm gonna go more lyrics. I'm in Pluto. I'm in Mars.
Oh, at the same damn time.
Yeah, that's. I was bumping that when I first started.
Yeah.
All right. Second one. When I jump out the whip, when I hop in the whip, then I'm fresh in the latest. I do what I want. I smoke till I'm faded.
Dang, what's up? You didn't even give me none of the chords. You went straight to the
You a real supporter.
You a real fucking
and they see how he's standing me right now. I can't hear.
Hey. We gonna put you to the test, man.
Me to the test. Got me over there sweating. Now I'm sweating. I'm trying to reconsider my own Future car. That man might pull it after the pop.
Oh, man.
Man, say it again. Give it to me again.
When I jump out the whip, when I hop in the whip, then I'm fresh in the latest. I do what I want. I smoke till I'm faded.
I think you finna get me with all three, bro. Lord knows, bro. Oh man, I gotta give it to you on that one, bro. You gotta let me know what it
is. Get it. I do what I want. I'm super Future. We never gonna lose.
Let me be real with you. Nah, I don't really like that one too much. I skipped that one.
I ain't gonna say. I think that's just me though, because a lot of people don't even like that. I respect it though. I respect it. All right, the third one.
Lord, please let me get this one, Father God. Let me.
I got your baby mama knee deep. She ain't got no tea. Excuse my singing, y'all. By the way, she know your young nigga eat beef. She want me to leave. I fucked her, made her pee.
that song. Hold on, I'm trying to. I got the rhythm of that bit. Say it one more time for you. Could just, you ain't got to sing. You just say the word.
I got your baby mama knee deep. She ain't got no teeth. You know she know a young nigga eat bees. She want me to leave. And then red bottom spurs on the scene.
I make it easy on you.
Saint Laurent shades.
Oh, I'm trying to think of the name of the song, though. I know what you're talking about, bro. Bro, how you did me like this?
I wasn't gonna make it too easy.
You went into the category. You went into the catalog for real.
I been thought we was gonna do Gunna too easy.
I can't think of the name of the song. Man. No one saw me talking.
I gave the mixtape Beast Mode 2. Saint Laurent Shay, she been with me.
I can't say that. I can't finish it, bro.
31 days.
My God, bro. This pod, bro. Y'all man, he done stunned me, bro. I don't know if he stunned any other people. He done got me on all three, bro.
See? Hey, he making it seem like it's a conspiracy. Speaking of conspiracies, man, I heard that you a big, you know, conspiracist. What's your number one conspiracy? What
the space? Space.
What do you mean by that?
I feel like we're in a closed environmental system. I don't know the science term for it, but
you think we in a dome, bitch?
I don't even want to say a dome, cause I don't want to go in flat Earth. We don't need to be. I ain't gonna say flat Earth. I just feel like it's an invisible force field that we can't penetrate. Of course, we can see the other planets and stuff out there. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the moon, the sun is inside here. That's why we probably could get to the moon. But I feel like the other planets we can't get to. We can see them, you know, because we got telescopes. But I just feel like space is, I don't want to say feeding us BS. Mm-hmm. But they really don't know. So these are science. A lot of people know science are educated guesses or theories of, they're not, they say they're proven, but I don't personally feel like, this is my opinion, that they're proven. They're just guessing a great guess, you feel me? Which a lot of people can do and make it sound good. So space, bro, space.
So do you believe that a man went to the moon?
No, not the first one.
First one? How many niggas went to the moon?
No, I'm talking about everything. I'm telling my own strong, because doing my research and stuff like that, okay, it was a film director, I think he worked at Disney or something like that back in the Z. He said he actually helped fake the moon landing because they were trying to beat the Russians to the moon. It was a race to the moon. I don't know if it was Russia or China. I think it might have been China, honestly. They were trying to beat them to the moon. This is my question, bro. How flag waving in the motherfucking on the moon? If it ain't no
gravity and he planted.
Come on, you feel me? Like it's how, that's what puzzled me, you feel me? And what a lot of people don't think too, they say the technology that they had is gone now, whatever. These motherfuckers, my bad, excuse my language, Pod, I'm sorry.
You good. That's the realness.
Come on, they had a video camera
In space.
Shouldn't we just have Wi-Fi? See, this is my conspiracy theory going out now, baby. How they, it's just a lot of stuff ain't adding up. And maybe we did go to the moon, and because they said, it's another conspiracy too, they said we went to the moon, we saw some shit, that's why we never went back. That's why it took us so long to go back, because we saw some shit we weren't supposed to see, and we got scared, so that's why we didn't go back. And the other conspiracy is we really didn't go to the moon. They say, oh, the technology we had is messed up or whatever, blahzy, blahzy. So that's why we never went back. So I feel like we really didn't go to the moon, though, bro.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like we did it.
So you know, I don't know if you've been seeing, but people been seeing, like, these weird figures in the sky and all of that stuff, thinking, like, you know, it's aliens. That they seeing, like,
oh, the UFOs and stuff like that, things of that nature.
Yeah, so
I believe that too, bro. We got pilots on record now. They on record. Some of the records are top secret and other stuff like that, but they slowly releasing them. That these boys, they just doing their regular flybys, just cruising over there in the Atlantic, and they see something zip up, do all this crazy maneuvering that we can't do. Mm-hmm. They got the video. So it's I feel like it's either we some alien shit landed on here and we learned how to work the technology, we testing that bitch out, or it's really aliens. And they say, you know, they say the motherfuckers in the Antarctic Ocean, motherfucker, over there, they got a base in that motherfucker. You feel me?
Hey. I knew you was a conspiracy.
Honestly, I feel like a lot of stuff don't add up.
Yeah.
It don't, like, even with the hieroglyphics, I'm probably saying it wrong. I can't say it wrong. Mm-hmm. I might be saying it. You know the stuff that they write on the ancient, the Egyptians.
Yeah.
Hieroglyphics. Nigga, they got aliens. These niggas traced out aliens. You feel me? Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if we did it to mess up our minds, you know, as society, the government did it. And other, I just saw something the other day. I don't mean to keep rambling, but I can get in this bit. I saw something, I'd say maybe a couple weeks ago, about this, I think they were Green Berets or something, Special Ops Force. They went to Antarctica, they went in the cave, and one of the Special Ops niggas ran into an alien and took him. They were shooting at him, they didn't kill him, but he took this dude, took him to go see like they headmaster or something like that, was just telling them shit, giving them knowledge and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, he ended up coming back and telling his encounter and stuff like that. But bro, I just feel it's anything possible, bro. It's anything possible, bro.
I ain't discrediting nothing you said, but you ever watched the 100?
I ain't finished it, but I watched
that's
it.
That's what that shit sound like.
Yeah, yeah.
But so like you said they captured it or he got away?
No, they ain't captured the figure. The figure captured one of the like sergeants, lieutenant, or whatever like that. They were shooting at it, but the figure captured one of the sergeants, lieutenant, brought it back to their like headmaster, lair, whatever, to talk to their headmaster, whatever the fuck they want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? They ended up releasing him, but he was just talking about his encounter and stuff like that. And he was just saying his group were known for going out for weird shit. Like they didn't go out to go kill a dictator or to go a secret mission to catch POWs. Their platoon only got called for weird shit.
Mm.
Extraterrestrial shit. Shit that's weird. You feel me? That's unexplained. Feel me? So, and I feel like they got that. I honestly feel like we are living with other creatures. Alien is just a word that humans made up. We don't know their real names or whatever they call them. We just call them aliens because that's the word we made up. But I honestly feel like we're living with other people, other extraterrestrials, whatever, man.
Yeah, so with that point being said, do you think it's stuff living amongst us that, like we just can't see? Like, we walking past, like, them every day, but we just can't see it?
Oh, I believe it. Like, that predator, you know how predators could cloak uh-huh. themselves and shit like that? I believe it, bro. I believe it. Like, I don't get in too deep because that shit will fry your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was in it so heavy, bro, I get off work. That's the first thing I do. Just keep searching. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, 8 hours done went by. I got to go back.
Oh, man. Because
I've been on, my phone or the computer just looking up all type of stuff. You feel me? So
mm-hmm.
I had to slowly draw back because it was just.
You was putting that whole shit.
What? Come on, bro. I could have been a mom. I could have wrote a book about that. I'm going to tell you something crazy, bro. I always wanted to get abducted by like, you know, the people, they say, oh, I got abducted. Oh, they took me out of my bed, blahzy, blahzy. I wanted that shit to happen so I could be the one
note-taking like about that.
Because niggas gonna believe me. And these niggas got, he telling too good stuff. Yeah, we believe it.
Like me, I'm a more spiritual person, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But like, there's been times where like, when I literally get in like my inner thoughts, and I be thinking about like reality, mm-hmm. it almost be seeming like it's somebody else in my body, almost like looking at me like a simulation type thing. Mm-hmm. Now, like if you talking in the biblical sense, like we have like a spirit in our body, so that could be it, because this is not our natural form
for or sure.
spiritual form. But I've had like instances where like the junk gets so like I be so deep in thought, like your eyes start to like tear up because you feel like
yeah
you don't know if this reality
anymore. Yeah, for sure. No, so that's like, real, bro. That's
I was real. Gonna ask, like, have you ever experienced or have you ever thought or researched something like that? Like,
going to the I say spiritual biblical side, I've I don't think I ever experienced nothing like that. But as far as it being aliens, I've heard it could be demons.
Mm.
You feel me?
Yeah.
It could be the people. We're calling them aliens, but they're demons. They're actually demons.
Yeah.
Which I kind of believe that too, because I believe in God. I definitely believe in, you know, mm-hmm. the them demons, all that other stuff, and taking over your body and all that other stuff. So, yeah, I haven't had any crazy experience where I say outer body or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely could. It possibly it could be. Watch the king. It possibly it could be demons, bro.
Well, hopefully I ain't got none.
Nah. Not with you. I'm talking about. Nah.
But that's interesting, man. Like, I just feel like it's so much that's not known.
Mm-hmm.
Like on the lowest of levels and the highest, like it's so much just like we just don't know. But everybody think they know, but yeah. nobody really truly knows.
Nope.
Like, you know, there's all, man, we can get into a whole different podcast. We'll have you on again.
Yeah.
Get into all the different conspiracy theories. But, like, I just feel like, dang, it's, like, so much top secret stuff that's been seen. Like, you know, certain people getting, like, you know, exit out of life.
Yeah, definitely, bro. Definitely.
I don't know who it was, but I guess it was this is the last thing I'm gonna get into. But it was like some actor. I had saw it on Twitter though, so I don't know how real, but like basically there was like some actor, like they or actress, like they counterpart was reportedly dead, but like it was some over footage or like they was putting the person in the body bag and like the person was like fighting for their life.
You talking about the white lady?
Yeah.
I know you talking about, yeah.
It just be certain stuff like that you don't even be like.
Yeah, and they caught that on the helicopter. The helicopter caught that. They was looking and they was strolling and she was moving inside.
And they had it in the body bag.
Yeah.
It just be stuff like so like deep like that. Like we just don't even.
We don't know, bro. We don't know.
People be getting knocked off that be like these public figures.
Yeah.
And they like natural causes.
Yeah.
You just don't know. But yeah, man. We definitely gonna have them on again, talk more conspiracy.
Definitely got to, man.
But before we go on and get up out of here, anything you want to say to the lovely people, man?
Hey, man, definitely. What you call your podcast again?
The Link Up.
The Link Up. Definitely listen to The Link Up. I'm sorry, guys. Definitely Link Up.
It's all good.
Hey, though, but real talk to people. I had fun being here. Very educated guy right here, man. He know what he doing. You see, he stunned me with the future thing. I ain't know he was gonna go that deep. I would have went in my archives and just started listening to him heavy, but appreciate you having me, bro.
Oh yeah, anytime.
I love the questions, bro. I feel very comfortable coming on the Link Up. I know everybody who be watching, they like watching it, bro. You definitely informative. You know, you go through every aspect, every category, you know. You just don't stick on one thing. So that's what people like substance. You definitely get a substance. You feel me? You definitely get a substance. And again, bro, watch the Link Up, bro. My guy, bro.
Yeah, so
already.
And with that, man, I'm your host, Ron the Don. My guest host, Josh, a.k.a. B.I., a.k.a. formerly known as Baby Pluto, man. I just ask that you like, share, comment, and subscribe, man. It'll be big help to, you know, the pod, you know, follow us on all podcast platforms. And like that, we out.
Trip forever and I'm just not getting started. That's the one. Yeah.